at us or just follow us or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, the penis. I saw this yesterday.
Pete Lee. Excitable boy. He sounds so happy.
That was the sound of an excitable boy.
Well, I wasn't expecting it. That's probably why.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a really pleasant surprise.
It sounded like it, didn't it?
It did.
I have no idea what we were talking about there. I really have no idea what we were talking about.
I thought you never would.
That was a couple of days ago.
Bring me one
yesterday.
Of those.
Pete Lee and Ian Bagg in the studio later this week. Also, Nick Allen will be in the studio tomorrow. On the phone, Joe Coy. Podcast available, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. It's also TNTRadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays the show and the podcast. That's where all the podcasts available too. Twitter at TNT Radio Empire, which is a Tanline Tuesday. Facebook page, like us. There's some fan sites out there that are real happy they have a bunch of viewers, and that's not for the faint of heart. The unofficial Todd and Tyler page.
No, you you better be a pretty thick skin.
So, yeah, don't join it if you don't want to see some horrible things and funny things.
It was on this date in 2002. You might remember where you were when Paul McCartney and Heather Mills got married.
Oh, the one-legged chick. Yeah.
I know.
She ended up being a bitch.
But at the same time, was there anyone
that liked her?
That liked her.
No. She sucked him in, got knocked up. It seemed like the people around him didn't like her either. I mean, we don't know. We're not there, but it didn't sound
like
we're
nowhere near it. It's just little things that we read
or whatnot. Right.
But it seemed like no one particularly cared for it. Now, you know,
she took like a lot of his money, man.
She was very, interested in, different causes that he was interested in.
Oh, yeah. She was a...
So there were these things going on.
She was a model in London and stepped off the curb and got hit by a car and lost a leg.
That's right.
She lost a leg originally, right?
She must have subscribed to his vegetarian, his vegan.
Yeah, they had a lot of common interests, yeah.
They did.
And she was pretty. She was really, really hot.
But she was a handful.
Oh, yeah. And she was a pain in the ass.
Okay, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a handful.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do have a death to report, although we don't know when it happened.
Yeah, okay.
A friendship tree has passed away.
I saw that. Yeah, was that planted in the White House lawn, right?
Yeah, President Trump and the French president, Emmanuel Macron. They planted this tree at the White House. It was an oak tree sapling.
Anybody water the thing?
From the site of a World War I battle in France. Macron said at the time that the tree would be a reminder of the ties that bind us.
So they dug it up from a battlefield in France.
Well, it was small. It was a sapling.
Sapling.
I saw it, and
now they planted this on the south lawn of the White House during the ceremony. The tree was
talk about the symbolism here, though, coming up.
The tree was then taken away and put into quarantine to avoid the spread of non-native diseases and invasive insects.
Yeah, normally they don't allow you to do that. You can't bring plants
from other countries, from overseas.
Right.
So we put it into quarantine. Now French media is reporting that the sapling, meant to symbolize 100 years of French-American friendship, was never replanted and ended up dying in quarantine.
Oh, I didn't know that. How come the picture? There's a picture I did see the picture of them actually planting it originally. Then they took it out.
Yes.
That was a photo op.
Yes.
They got it.
It's dead now.
Right. It's dead now. Well, that's a symbolism.
Yes. And the
That's what I saw yesterday.
And from what I heard this morning, the French people are either pleased or don't care.
And that to me, that's the same. Or don't care, right, yeah.
They're like, well, yeah, our friendship's dying. Yeah. Why not the tree?
Yep, the actual current allies, the old school allies are going away, right?
Yeah.
That Russian tree, that would have lived.
Yeah.
A North Korean tree, that would have lived too.
A new study from researchers at the University of College London. Was that you or the chair?
That was me.
Oh,
that was
man.
Long too. You hear that? It was like a trombone.
It took a second.
It went woo. back.
It took me a second to realize
you
that
played
that
trombone
was not
in college.
Trumpet.
Now. Okay,
some people
trombone?
Call it.
Yeah, there's a difference.
You play the trombone, Push, right?
Trumpet.
Okay, damn it. Well, yeah, it went woo. Then you heard it. Yeah.
I did. That's why it took me a second to, and it was, wait a minute.
That was all my ass.
Was?
Yeah.
That's
like
stuck.
You got to tell us.
It was a slide horn, too. Thanks for noticing, Greg. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was hoping somebody would appreciate it. That was a loud one.
It was.
And give us a. About once a year, we explain the difference between a trumpet and a trombone to you.
No. I know what they are, but I forgot what you guys play.
Oh, yeah. What did
it's
I
like
play?
You don't even care.
You played the saxophone.
That's right.
I know that. You tickle the sax.
I was into reed instruments.
Right.
New study from researchers at the University of College London. They say that it's been known for some time now that in studies of people holding radical beliefs.
Isn't that redundant? The University of College?
Where
do you go?
Like more knowledge,
go
more
to,
better at Yale.
University of College.
University College London.
Okay. It does sound
maybe
redundant.
I misspoke, but it says University College London.
Okay. That's like I go to high school high.
What high school did you go to? High school high?
High school high.
High school high.
People that hold radical beliefs on both sides of an issue.
What's radical?
Extreme left, extreme right.
Okay.
On both sides, they tend to express higher confidence in their beliefs than everybody else in the middle.
Oh, yeah. The real confident guys are the badass ones.
Yeah.
That's why they explained how they explained this abortion thing happening right now, that the far right is going too far. In the middle of the crowd say, nah, 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 nah.
Well, that's also the same guy that will tell you, yeah, Hillary's running little kids out of a pizza shop.
Right. He actually believes that.
Oh, yeah, and they are all in on that.
Right.
So, yeah, the nuts on either side are the most convinced, at least in their own head.
Yeah, and that's what they found out.
Usually we don't cater to them. I mean, usually the guy that is supposed to be the leader of the free world doesn't cater to one radical element. They usually try to go down the middle.
Yeah, well, they're the most noisy on social media.
I know that.
They get a lot of their nutty followers. So, yeah.
But once again.
You get an inordinate amount. It's not a good representation what you see on social media. And then the regular media jumps on it because they see, well, this is a social media phenomenon. So let's report on these freaks. And you just end up validating these wackos.
Validating the freaks. Yep. You're normalizing the behavior.
Yeah.
And so then it looks like to everyone else that a lot of people have that particular point of view, and they don't. They're just the most fun to report on.
Right.
Yeah, and it emboldens the nuts.
Yeah.
Because they think, they look
last
at this
night.
And, everyone thinks the same way I do.
Right.
Everyone's as nutty as me.
Right.
They say that these radicals on both sides were more likely to trust their opinion was correct than to question whether they might have gotten it wrong. This plays a part in shaping their beliefs. They actually can't question their own ideas the same way that more moderate individuals can.
No, I think we're seeing less and less of that. Somebody looking, let's see what, if I could be wrong. There's a possibility I could be wrong. I should look into this more thoroughly.
Right.
I
heard a counterpoint. Yeah. Maybe I should look into that and see if it's reasonable.
You do it here, Craig.
Right. What you don't see on
you,
Facebook is, this is a rather complicated and nuanced issue. I would like to educate myself a little more before I offer up my opinion. That's something you never see.
You have to spell educate, too, though.
Yeah.
Write that in there.
And nuance. You'd have to define nuance.
Yeah. They say that widening polarization about political, religious, and scientific issues threatens open societies.
Try posting that on Facebook today, and people will just, what?
No, you
wishy-washy piece of crap. Have an opinion.
This polarization about the different issues leads to entrenchment of beliefs, reduced mutual understanding, and a pervasive negativity surrounding the very idea of consensus. So look out for the radicals and question yourself. Question authority. Question yourself. Make sure you are right.
That goes for all of you.
And it's fine. If you are a radical and you find more and more things to entrench your beliefs, well, that's fine. But look into it. Look into it.
Pissing in the wind there, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way. Wind's blowing back.
So is it odd to want to own Beethoven's hair?
Well, yeah. In their lock of Elvis's hair, it sold a while back, you know?
Yeah.
How old is that? The Beethoven's hair is pretty freaking old.
Who Nearly 200.
Where was that? In a baggie still somewhere?
He gave it to a guy as a gift for his wife.
Oh. Usually they save your hair after, like, your first haircut.
It is pretty crazy, though, that something from somebody that long ago exists still, you know?
Yeah. But it also seems to me like it would go for more than $15,000 to $19,000.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. But you know what?
Is what they're saying.
But everything gets older. But it might have went for more 100 years ago. And percentage wise.
And even in the world of collectibles, that's still a little weird.
Yeah. But it's also part of their body, so that's what makes it even more realistic.
Yeah, I'd want throwing a few toenails.
He didn't do that. He just gave this guy his hair to give to his wife.
I don't know why hair doesn't decompose.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it's dead.
Well, so is everything else, but it seems to decompose.
It does. Yeah. I don't know why it doesn't decompose.
Would toenails decompose? Or will they stick around for a while?
Wouldn't you just take that piece of hair, though, and stick it in a paperweight? That way it's always just there. You want to touch it, but you can see it.
Yeah, but that might devalue it.
It might.
I would do like...
You can't stroke Beethoven's hair?
Like right. Kornheiser did yesterday, and just put some Karo syrup and then put it right on your forehead.
What do you do that for? I missed that.
At the beginning of the show, they mentioned that. And he just had a lock of hair. Well, he's bald, so it was kind of stuck on the top of his head.
That's funny.
It was.
Top executives at some of America's leading companies are painting new restrictive abortion laws enacted by a number of state legislatures as bad for business.
It is. People don't want to live in those states. People don't want to work for those companies in those cities. And it will that when it hits them in the pocket. And Georgia's going to feel that shortly when a lot of the movie industries are going to be pulling out.
Yeah, and these are
and TV industry too.
Top executives,
right? And we're having a problem in this state because they talk about the brain drain, but they won't mention that.
Yeah, but it's not a bunch of libtards.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's all libtards.
It's companies. We've been working for three or four different corporations now, and all of them have rules against stuff that people think is okay, and it's not.
Companies have to be inclusive.
Thank you.
They have to be inclusive.
To keep smart people.
Yeah. To attract the best employees, they have to be inclusive.
The best, the brightest, the youngest.
And these are not inclusive laws.
No.
More than 180 CEOs wrote an open letter.
Right.
They say that the laws hinder people's health, independence, and ability to fully succeed in the workplace.
People don't move to certain states.
You're not messing
Why
with the economy,
you?
Are you?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's how you get people's attention.
Yes.
When it starts costing them money.
Well, NCIS New Orleans said they might have to leave New Orleans if that heartbeat abortion bill becomes law there
called
in
NCIS
Louisiana.
New Orleans. That's their background. Good for them.
Yeah. They film crazy? It there in New Orleans. Yeah, they're saying, we might have to leave.
Yeah. We'll shoot them in the back lot.
Well, you mentioned the state of Georgia.
They're losing a bunch of TV.
They've apparently thrown some like huge tax breaks at the film and television industry. There's a lot of stuff that's filmed in Georgia. A lot of shows, all those Avengers
and Marvel
movies. Now, a lot of
these
courts
are going to shoot down some of these roles before they go into place, but we'll find out what happens.
But they stand to lose a lot just from that.
Yeah, because some other state will step up and say, I'll let you film here for nothing.
Sure.
Everybody gets a turn, it seems. Like there was a while.
Who needs the best and the brightest for their company?
Everybody filmed in New Mexico.
Most people.
Who needs the best and the brightest, Craig?
Most people. Or, well, certain.
Get the local dudes.
Right. Well, thankfully, not this company.
I'm talking about tech companies.
They would like the best and the brightest. They will settle for us.
Well, we're not that kind of job. That's a different kind of job. The high tech, the business world, they actually really want the best and the brightest.
Oh, I got to believe that all companies want the best and the brightest, and whatever
right.
field.
They're exactly
in.
Right.
But
and,
most of
and
them,
a lot of them are young and they're and they're college educated, and they're not what some of these states want.
Right. Most of them have to settle because
right.
there's only so much best and the brightest to go around, and there seems to be less and less of that these days, ourselves included.
Scientists say that most teenagers do not get the recommended amount of sleep, which is between 8 and 10 hours a night for them.
Yeah, they that's one thing good about getting older. You don't need that much. I wish we could get it, but you can't. You don't. But kids need it.
They do. However, most teens don't get it, and that means that they are more impulsive and more likely to make bad decisions.
Yes, more than usual.
Right, more than usual.
Man, we made bad decisions, and I slept a lot.
And teens who consistently don't get enough sleep are apparently twice as likely to have unprotected sex than those who slept for an extra 3.5 hours at the weekend.
That's a weird analogy.
It is, but that's what they
found. Tired, so I'm too tired to put a rubber on. That could be it.
That's what they found in this paper that was published in the journal Health Psychology.
More bad decisions when you're tired.
Yep.
You make bad decisions.
I can't find the rubber. I'm tired. Let's do it.
Or you just don't care.
Or you don't care.
Insufficient sleep, they say, may increase the potential for sexual risk-taking by compromising decision-making and influencing impulsivity. Researchers found that teenagers averaged about 7.5 hours of sleep per school night. About 26% of teens were classified as sufficient weekday sleepers. That's over 8 hours a night. Most teens were intermediate weekend sleepers, clocking in at just over 9 hours on the weekends only.
So tired and horny is no way to go through life.
Well, it's one way to go through life. I mean, it may not be a good way to go through life, but it is a way to go through life.
Yeah, we've proved that for years.
Now, the boys never had a problem sleeping in on the weekends. The girls always had stuff going on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the kids are busier now than we were. They really are. They really are. It's crazy.
More good news about social media.
Yep. No. You're lying because I know this is a fake. It's a story that's going to give me the bad news about it. I know you suck me in there. Every time I think, oh, good, crazy got good news about social media. It's like good news about smoking. You used to look for nothing.
I'm still looking for
There's
something.
No good news I'm about social media something. Unless you just respond to a friend about something cool that you guys know was fun back in the day. Or other than that, it's brutal.
There's some groups in there that are kind of helpful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There are groups that are nice to one another. There are people on social media.
That's right. The Todd's Plateau group there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Plateaus.
Yeah. That's you got a band started, by the way.
Right.
The boy damn band.
I talked to the Plateauers.
All guys with the knee sleeves on. And they'll dance and sing for
them. Are any of the Plateauers dropping off and just not in the group anymore because they're fixed?
Yeah, well, they're fixed.
Because that thing ain't bothering them anymore?
And you guys are pain in the ass.
There was a post on
Don't remind me group.
The other day of some lady who just said, well, you know, it's been a few years now, and I really got no use for this room, so screw y'all.
Screw you all.
Pretty much.
Did she?
Pretty much. I said, yo, good night. I'm leaving now.
Well, why can't she leave?
Well, I just think the idea is to, for a guy like me, who's had this condition for a few years, to tell the people who are new to it what to expect. So I kind of hang around just for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I wouldn't blame her for bailing. Some people are more busy than you, though, Todd.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, just her attitude.
Maybe she wouldn't remind her of the horrible time in her life.
You really aren't helping me much anymore. Okay. That was kind of her attitude. Well, no, that's not what that page is all about.
This sounds like
it's
a support
for veterans.
Group.
Yeah, it's for veterans to help people who are new to this injury.
Veterans of knee injuries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of the tibial plateau fracture.
The plateauers. So if you're not on every couple of days, people go, where are you at, Todd? You go, I was busy. They say, what about us?
If I go away
you guys
for
sound
a while,
like a needy group.
They don't really miss me. Right. It's not.
I imagine people go away all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they do. They drop off all the time.
And you haven't missed them.
Todd hunts down and yells at them.
They usually don't make an announcement like that, though. Like, you can't do much for me anymore, so
the
good night now. You know, and my wife has her dog. People,
yeah, I understand that.
That she communicates with. And
yeah, but you're always going to be in the dogs. Maybe your leg's fine. You don't want to deal with people bitching about their leg all the time.
But there's lots of people's pages that aren't just filled with arguments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are. Yeah.
That don't, well, because of what we do, we keep a lot of friends. So
that's the reason, Todd.
Here's a toxic person. There's another toxic person. And
unfortunately, when there's toxic people, you know that's
there's a lot of toxic people out there. Yeah. If you have a lot of Facebook friends, and if I didn't do this for a living,
I wouldn't have Facebook.
I would erase a lot of the toxicity.
Right.
And I would keep a few friends that, you know, I
just real old friends, right?
Yeah.
Or current friends.
So only people who post fishing pics.
Toxic's the great word.
I'm
toxic
not going to jump on the bandwagon that all social media just sucks.
Well, Craig's about to give us a story about
it. It's the worst thing ever.
We have a different perspective. You're right. Because we have 5,000 friends and people waiting.
Yeah.
Right.
We see the best and the worst of social media.
Yes. Yes, we do. And we live it every day. So what's the good news, Craig?
We'll get back to that.
All right.
And we are the best and the worst of social media.
Yeah.
We am them.
Yeah, we am them for sure. So you're right. Craig's right. Is there any people like, that's not bothering me anymore, I'm out of here?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.